What's up, my beautiful people? This is your host, Riza, here, and I'm going to be talking about how your codependency is related to your confidence in life and business. Ooh, this is going to be a juicy one. Where do I even begin? I don't even know. So let's first talk about codependency. Codependency is definitely a word that is thrown out there a lot, and especially in psychology, we always talk about this. So basically, according to Psych Central, codependency is characterized by a person belonging to a dysfunctional one-sided relationship where one person relies on the other for meeting nearly all of their emotional and self-esteem needs. Now, I'm going to give you a plethora of examples of codependency in business and in life. So, for example, one thing that really comes up to me right now is last week I went to a conference called the Esther Experience, like I've told you in that last episode with Gina DeVee, and I loved what she said about her experience with surveys. So, a lot of times when you're a coach or you're a consultant and you find that you seek validation or approval from your clients, that can be very detrimental and damaging for yourself. And that's a sense of, or a sign of codependency. So she talks about how she does a lot of surveys, and when people write surveys, sometimes they're not really positive. You know, sometimes they'll say, oh, the room is too hot, the room is too cold, you're too loud, there's too much music. And so when we do not have our deflectors on as individuals that take feedback, okay, deflectors, what I mean by that is just a boundary, a healthy boundary, which, by the way, codependent individuals do not have any boundaries and they're very people pleasing. What happens is that when we do not have that deflector, we absorb other people's stuff. Addictions, irresponsibilities, underachieving behavior, things of that. And so we automatically absorb that, and then we start to feel guilty, or we start to feel bad, or we want to fix them or help them. Or we also, what happens is that, for example, again, the situation when someone responds in our survey and it's so not necessarily degrading but hurtful, or we feel hurt, or they say something about our mannerisms and we get offended or we get really hurt, that is a sign that we're codependent, or we don't have the ability to deflect those comments, and we need to be able to not absorb those. So I'm talking about this because so much in the coaching industry, we have to be very careful to deflect our clients' emotions and energy so we can protect our own, so that we can show up fully and help others in their way, okay? And so when we come in a place of validation or wanting approval from our clients, it doesn't give us any type of up level, but service. And we don't help other people move to their potential. And so when, you know, again, let's go back to the survey thing, when we're pulling all these negative things and things that are not uplifting and things that bring us down in our surveys from a conference or an event or a coaching session that we had, and we're absorbing that, that doesn't feel good, right? That doesn't feel good. And so then our confidence is beaten down, our self-worth is beaten down. We question ourselves, am I really good at this? Am I good enough for these clients? So it's really important to have these deflectors. And I'm speaking to myself too. Growing up, I had to really learn how to deflect my family's emotions, friends, you know, all these things, and to really stand ground and have a strong foundation within myself so that I can show up fully for other people. Okay. And I remember even in high school or even in college, I was someone that I'm still very empathetic, but there were times where, and you might be resonating with this too, where I would take in someone's emotions, right? I would take in their emotions and I would just feel the hurt and the pain. And the work that I do in now, I have to be able to deflect that, because if I'm not able to deflect that, how am I best serving my clients? Okay. And it's the same thing for you. Again, you have to be so grounded in yourself, so confident in who you are and what you stand for, that no comment on social media platforms can shake you. And it's a muscle. It takes practice. You really have to work on this. And Gina DeVee, in her event last week, she spoke so much truth in this that I think it's really important, especially as women, for us to stand in our ground, stand in who we are, and be confident in that. But also to reassess and ask ourselves, is this thing true? Is this thing really true about me? And if it's not, we can move forward. And if it is, what are some things that I need to do to move forward or to change in that sense? Okay? So again, being able to deflect other people's emotions is super important when you're in the coaching industry or even personal life in general. So much of how you show up in life is how you show up in your business. And so much of your codependency in life, it actually is demonstrated in business. And I'm going to share a little bit too here. So last week I was with amazing women and women that were emotionally abused, physically abused, verbally abused. And I noticed so much of how the trauma has stacked these stories in their head over and over again. And I don't know if I said this already, but we were out to dinner a few nights, and I remember a few ladies were always asking, should I get the fried rice or should I get sushi? Do these shoes look good on me or do they not? Does my hair look okay or not? Oh, I look so ugly. I don't like how I speak. And they were just talking so negatively about themselves. Now, as you know, I do mindset coaching, confidence coaching, and I just realized that it is so unfortunate that people don't realize what they're saying about themselves. And because of the past trauma and because of these past experiences that hold them to such a dark place that sometimes they don't realize that. So what happens then is they're codependent on other people to give them approval about what they should eat, what they should wear, how they look like, how they should do their hair, okay? So the biggest shift here is to bring awareness. Bring awareness of your codependency. Where do you feel like you're asking questions too much, asking for approval, validation? Stop disempowering you by asking other people, their approval, or like if this is good or if that's good. Now, don't get me wrong. You can ask someone, you know, what's the fried rice like, or what's the sushi like? Is this really good? However, if you're doing a constant basis and you're really deep down coming in a place of I need validation, I need approval, I need validation, I need approval, it's not going to help you. And this is when you need to eradicate the codependency by first being aware of these thoughts and the things that you're doing, okay? And again, how is that so? That's just so disempowering to yourself. So I want you to empower yourself by taking a stand for yourself, making the decisions on your own. Now, again, I'm not saying that you can't ask for suggestions or advice, but you'll notice, especially in your clients too, that sometimes they look for validations in the wrong way, okay? So questions to ask yourself, do you find that you're waiting for validation and or approval from your guide, your audience or your ideal clients? For example, like I told you before, you give them a survey, and they give all these negative feedback to you. Do you absorb that energy? Or are you able to deflect that? Do you constantly ask other people if you should do this or do that? It's okay. Is it okay to ask once in a while, like I said? But when it's constant and you're coming out of this answer of fear, it can be disempowering for yourself. So like I said again, instead, come to a place of empowerment. Again, the whole asking your friends or the constant approval of your business besties even, sometimes it's just too much. Like, stand in your power, stand in your own empowerment and your own decision-making and be able to do that. I'm going to give you another story. The other day, one of my friends was frustrated with me, and I was a little bit frustrated too, and I also recognized my own codependency in this, and this was a characteristic of me where I was attempting to caretake. I was helping them, and I didn't have healthy boundaries. And so, like I was saying in my last episode, I was helping a friend move out to the West Coast. And they were asking me, can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? Do you know these people? Do you know these people? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And a few days after it came by, and I remember, or not, I not remember, but they asked me, so who do you know? 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 And I was just standing there of like, I can't believe I'm doing all this work for this person when really it is not my responsibility to help someone move forward and take their action steps. Does that make sense? Again, there's nothing wrong with helping individuals propel and move in their goals and their dreams and what they want to do. However, do not take over the responsibility of doing all the nitty-gritty details that should be on them. Okay, and that's what I was doing. I was taking all this responsibility when really it was not even mine. It was not my own. Okay, so give yourself compassion and some grace, and to step away from situations and relationships even that you may feel that you're very codependent on. Okay, so again, like I said, your codependency can show up so in so many different ways in your life, and that can actually be reflected in your business. So like I said, do you need your client's approval? What does that look like in your personal life? Do you need approval from your partner, your friends? So these are the things that you want to think about in your codependency, or if you have any. Well, most of us have at some point in our life. And demonstrate to yourself that you have healed this, you have completed this, because once you do in your personal life, it's so going to display this in your business. And even in business, you can find your codependency. And this is what I mean. Let's say you have a mastermind partner, and then every week you're getting on these calls, and you end up allowing that mastermind partner being that person that just keeps you on task of your own things, when really, as the CEO of your business, as someone that you're running your own business, you should be able to do that for yourself. Now, the whole point of a mastermind partner is to help you be guided and supported and to share ideas and whatnot, but they should not be hold-handing you. They should not be doing and taking all responsibility of what you should be doing, okay? So again, how you show up in your life is how you're going to be showing up in your business. So I want you to take these questions, really reflect, ask yourself, how are you being codependent in your partner, in your relationships, in your business? What does that look like? How can you deflect all those emotions from other clients or your clients, and to stay grounded in yourself? How can you empower yourself by making the decisions for yourself? Like I said, you can ask other people their thoughts and opinions, but at the end of the day, you should be able to be grounded in yourself. You should be able to make the decision in your own way. And I love what I learned about the conference last week is that queens make decisions that are right for them. Okay, so in the conference, it's all about being in your queenhood for women. Okay, so women, I'm speaking to you, be in your queenhood. Don't be in the princess mode. Stop spinning around. A queen does not spin. A queen stands in her elegance, right? So that is what I have for you. I would love to hear what you got out of this podcast. So if you could screenshot the episode or this episode specifically and put it in your Instagram stories, tag me, and I will share that in my stories. And I would just genuinely love to hear what you learned out of this podcast, or this episode specifically. Down below, I'll have the show notes, and I'll also have a quiz for you in the future. And I do have a Facebook group that I just created. It's called Millionaire Women in the Making. So if you are a female entrepreneur, someone that is pursuing community, collaboration, and collecting your coins, this is the place for you. We'll talk to you soon in the next episode.